So, something happened recently. Was it on Monday or Tuesday in the UK? In the UK, something happened in the UK, and it was all over the news. Photo news, yeah, in the UK, from the UK. A Nigerian graduated from a school, from the law department in the school in the UK. Yes, and some of you were very upset about it. And I've been asking myself why. So if a public office holder has their children study abroad, why are you angry? Why does it upset you? Oh, you're not happy that schools here aren't working. Okay, so they're part of the system too, right? And they find that schools aren't working. And they think about it and they say, I want my child to have a better tomorrow, maybe, you know, give them a head start. So schools in the UK are working, schools in the US are working, schools in Europe are working, and they choose to send their children to school abroad. Why does that anger anyone? Why should that anger anyone? That their public office holders, does it take away their personal right to choose? That is it. That is it. You know, right? I know. We'll get into the conversation in a bit. But we're on Twitter at Nigerian4PH, on WhatsApp at Nigerian4PH. And if you'd like to call in, when the lines will be opened, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. We've got lots of public office holders have their children study abroad. This is not the first, and it won't be the last. And some people have said, well, if I were the person and I had a choice, I would still make, I'll sit to it that my ward or my children study abroad. If their school is working, why not? You know, so let's get into the conversation. Play the song after the commercial. Stay with me.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Public office holder's child studies abroad. A Nigerian citizen like you, you have children too. They are in community secondary schools. They're in the University of Port Harcourt, maybe, or the Ahmadu Bello University, or the University of Nigeria on Suka, public universities, public institutions, and they're not working. But the public office holder, who your taxes gives leverage, is chosen to take their wards abroad to study, and you're angry. Why are you angry? Do you think your anger is justified? And then again, as citizens, as public office holders, they're also private individuals, and they have a right to make choices concerning their children and their children's future. Are you justified in being angry that their children are studying abroad? Do you think you really have a case? So this conversation is not for those who are already angry with anyone who is in public office or who is bitter about something that they have done to them or failed to do. This is about this particular matter. So you have a point, a valid point, you believe, on whatever side of the divide you choose to stand this morning, then join the conversation. Do you think anyone should be angry? Anyone should question the public office holder's choice of where their children should study? Let's talk, yeah? My name is Anoa Gbevri, when I join for Port Harcourt. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009. Like I said, this person will not be the first, neither will this child be the last of a public office holder that would study abroad. A citizens' uproar justified when their leaders' children or wards go to study abroad is the question. Coming straight to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Anoa.
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, I think it cannot be justified in any way that you are a public officer. There is a social contract to you and the people. And part of that social contract is to make sure that education system works. Now the education system is not working, and the child is getting what other children should get in country outside. That is, I should say, that is the supporting. So I want to suggest something. Now that we youth are trying to take over the reins of governance in Nigeria, But I want the one of the things that we should do to be part of our law is that aspiring to public office in Nigeria, and they have not gone through our educational system from primary to secondary to university. And we have a job in Nigeria before we start looking for our other high qualifications abroad, you know. If you don't have these things, you will not be qualified to hold a public office in Nigeria. It should be one of the criteria for holding public office.
Interesting.
And secondly,
interesting.
We have been harping on this time and time again. If you are a public officer, then the children do not have anything that is fully abroad. It shouldn't happen. You don't kill us, stand there, and send your own children abroad to go and study, and they come back and they lord it over us. Good morning.
Interesting. Saying that you would like that a law be, you know, passed that public office holders' children or anyone who doesn't do nursery, primary, secondary, and university in Nigeria should not hold any public office. That would take us also to the question of the certificates offered by Nigerian universities, the authenticity, you know. You know, we had one here, a school here in River State, where people who had graduated were called back to rewrite an exam because the school itself was questioning the certificate that it had awarded, or the grades that, you know, those students had, you know, been awarded. So does that not cancel out what you just said now, talking to the last caller? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Okwando Obina is writing in on Facebook, says the uproar of especially Nigerian citizens are justified when those who should lead them continue sending their awards abroad for any level of education because these men were elected to make the system work, but it is not. They are cheating the people. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, you're an Nigerian, so let's talk.
Okay, my name is Coco. I'm calling you from Rumoba, Bay State.
Okay.
This particular matter and anger from the public does not have to do with public officers sending their kids abroad. It has to do with the person whom you're talking about. I assume you don't want to call the name. In fact, we all know. In 2015, when he came into government, the previous administration had given scholarships to Rivers children and students to study abroad. Over hundreds of them. And the very first thing this man did was to stop that scholarship and withdraw all those children back. What moral justification does he have to use public funds and send his own child abroad when so many children were frustrated in foreign land? I know parents that sold their properties, get to sell their land, run helter skelter just to save their children, bring their kids back. So many kids were repatriated and sent back home. Some are doing odd jobs abroad. The previous administration had given scholarships to those children, Rivers children, to study abroad. And this administration came in 2015 and stopped the scholarship. Now you are going public to celebrate your home child. He lacks moral justification and for that, and nature will judge us.
Anonymous caller on the phone.
Good morning, Nana.
You're on.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Let's talk.
Are we right? To be angry when public office holders send their children and ward to overseas for studies. Are we right? Yes, we have the right to be angry because the public office holder swore an oath with the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and part of that oath as contained in Section 18 of the Constitution is that he is going to provide education. He is going to provide education, indeed, at all levels. So if he, that public office holder, has not provided that education and is providing that for his deed or his word. What do we call that? That is deprivation. You are depriving people, other persons, you know, from their constitutional rights. As a matter of fact, education is a fundamental right of any child. Article 15 of the Human Rights Charter says so. And so, if you have sworn an oath that you are going to provide education to the people you govern, that is the people you rule, and you do not do that, and you think you can do that for your own children, that's the highest level of selfishness. And so, the person who is deprived of his child to go to school should not be happy.
All right.
That's the point.
All right, point taken. JJ is calling from Ruby. Good morning.
Yeah, no, good morning. I want you to share the Daily Post on the 3rd of November, 2014, where the people that were sent, 2014 or not 15, where the people that were sent abroad on scholarship in River State were already sent for 3 months without allowance and everything. Now, check it out so that the whole world can see. That is on one part. Secondly, the schools that are on strike right now are mostly federal and some states. But the real schools, that is Bishop Ajuru, River State University, Kent Polytechnic, Elisha Amadi, they are all in session right now.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we now beating somebody else for another person's problem? The federal has a problem with ASU. River State doesn't have any problem with ASU. Children are going to school, graduating, and all those put together. And the man that has made this possible shouldn't have a choice, for goodness sake. So if those that send those children abroad, as somebody talked about, after the 3rd of November 2014, they were all already abandoned for 3 months. They don't have any stipends, nothing. So what do you expect? After the time this man came into office, oil was selling for below $20 per barrel. Avengers were avenging all the pipeline. How much was he getting that he will use now to fulfill all those obligations? I don't know. So for me, I think Nigerians should direct their own annoyance to those who have put us in this annoyance. My son too is suffering it. He's a uniport and he's not in, in school. If I had known, I would have even asked him to go to one of the state schools. By now, he would have known where, but don't know where he don't reach. I think the guy deserves some commendation for this condemnation that he's receiving. Thank you very much.
All right. So someone just said, so if the state schools are not... the state schools are not on strike. They're in session. Why wasn't his ward also enrolled in the state school, especially since a lot of money has been put into education in the state? I mean, it would have been a test of the quality of education that, you know, the money that has been put in is bringing out. A commercial will play shortly. I'll read a comment on WhatsApp and then we will... go for that commercial. AJ in Choba says, "I know, what is the work of a public office holder? Is it not to deliver the dividends of democracy? But when they fail to do that, it's justifiable to be angry. In as much as every public office holder has a right to send their wards abroad for education, they should try their possible best to provide better education where they're serving. The public office holders neglected education the way they do here. Will they be able to send their children there?" Talking about those on the other side of the divide. Where are we? The anger is justified. I'll be able to finish this before the commercial, so I'll read it afterwards. But the post on Facebook at NigerInfoPH, on Twitter at NigerInfoPH. My name is Enoch Beviri. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria.
And then the devil came to breakfast. Apologies. 36 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. That's 24 before 9 o'clock. We're Nigerian for Port Harcourt. My name is Anor Ubeviri. How are you? It is Friday, 15th July. The question on the table this morning, a citizen's opera justified when the leader's children or wards go to study abroad. On Facebook at Nigerian for PH, on WhatsApp 08090306416. Gift Wuga was his message I was reading before the commercial. Says the anger is justified. The reason is because they failed to make the education in our country, but decided to send their children abroad where those politicians have worked hard to make their education work. If they make the education in our country work and decide to send their children abroad, then it's fine. But since they failed to make our education work, then they have no right to send their own abroad to study. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. The table is shaking. I'm not on top of it. This one was responding to an earlier message I read, and he said, please direct your problem to the appropriate authority and let the man be. All state schools are in session. In 2014, the kids, talking about those who are on scholarship, were already stranded abroad before he came in. Jerry is my name. This one reads, good morning, Eno. Dennis from the UK. My own problem is the banned foreign goods coming into Nigeria, but the more we convert Naira to foreign currency, we thereby downgrade the Naira. Eno, school fees here in the UK for Nigerian students is not small money, oh. Yeah, I know for postgraduates, it's from about £17,000. Let me do the math. Yeah, I was trying to get into one. It was £21,000. And I've been working for over 15 years now. I can't afford it. So, but if you want to pay for me to go on scholarship, I don't mind £21,000. So the official rate is about 491, yeah? But in the black market, it's 770. That's about 10 million if we go by the official rate. But if we go by the black market, 770, that's about 16 million naira. Okay. He says, and our school fees here in the UK for Nigerian students is not small money. So when he converted those millions to pay school fees for his child here in the UK, did he not downgrade the naira and further weaken Nigeria's economy? Or is it only when we buy foreign rice that the economy goes bad? If he had paid those millions to a Nigerian school in Nigeria, I believe it would have benefited the economy. Daniel is in Transomali. Daniel, good morning. Let's talk.
Good morning. For me, I think the opera is justified. Leadership is to solve problems, and when you want to solve a problem, you need to believe in the system that you want to offer people. If as a governor, as a president, they have a policy about education, then the same education, you don't even believe on it. What you didn't believe on it is what you want to offer people. For you to say, my kids should go to abroad, meaning that you believe that one is better than what you're offering, or maybe what you are offering is not good enough. And that is not good enough is what you want to give to the citizen. So I don't get it when somebody say you want to solve a problem, you have a minister, you have a commissioner on education, and your policy in education is very good. The same you is not sending your kids to the same school that you're offering to the masses. It's like a father that comes back home, believe that the meal you want to give to the kids is very important. Oh, that is very delicious. And this same father goes out to go and eat in eateries without even eating the same food at home. And you call yourself a good father. No, you're not a good father. Because what is simple, tell your kids that, look, this thing I'm giving to you is not good. But I'm just claiming to be a good father because of the people to see me as a good father. Not really because I'm really that I am. So as far as I'm concerned, you can't say you're a governor, you're a president, you want to solve a solution, you want to bring a solution to education, and your kids will go to abroad. For me, the offer is justified. Thank you very much.
That's Daniel. We have more messages on WhatsApp. Sincerely speaking, GMB says there's nothing wrong with the public service office holder send their children awards overseas for schooling. But the bigger and most sensitive question we must ask is, does that public service of office holder occupy any position in government to positively influence, support and finance other citizens' children's awards for gaining such benefits that has denied them for whatever reason. If yes, then citizens have every right to express their anger. On Twitter at Nigerian4PH, but I have a message on Facebook. Oji Harry says, it's so excruciating that at this time and century, someone is still closing down schools and comes on air to tell the youth that his children won't inherit any of his properties when it's already planned to place them in good positions. Okay. His response doesn't answer my question, so I'll just let it pass. But let's check what's happening on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. But if you'd like to call in, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. I'd like to reiterate again, it won't be the first and it will not be the last. Because other climes, especially in the UK, Europe, America, they have made things work for their citizens, and that's why their children study there. And other people also, I mean, everybody likes a good thing, right? Nathaniel is calling from Bonny Island. Nathaniel, good morning. I'm coming to visit you very soon, by the way. Go on.
Thank you very much. Mm. The fact is that those within the political hierarchy and those in government, the governors, the commissioners, ministers, the senators, and all of them, both the appointed and the elected public office holders, they see themselves as people living in another world. They don't see themselves as the same with those of us who are the ordinary people. And that is why they will feel it necessary to take their children's award to overseas. Yeah, the condition there is so lucrative and so beautiful and so enhancing for the education. And then they leave all of us here to suffer. And supposing that most of them who have their children schooled abroad are here, I don't think most of the strike that happens here will take place, because they will not live to see their children suffer, not go to school for 6 months, 7 months, just because of strike. They will provide the necessary possible opportunities for them. And then the schools will be enabled to occupy and various incentives for those lecturers who are asking for those things. It will be very possible for them to even to put meaningfully to the growth of education in Nigeria. But because most of their children are not here, so they feel it doesn't concern them whether they suffer or not. It doesn't concern. They will school there and then come back and occupy the same place that was left by their parents.
Mm.
So the best thing to do is to enact a law that will make it mandatory for any public office holder not to let his child or his ward go abroad to school. Let them be schooling here. If you are a public person, you can school or send your children abroad. But for those of them who occupy those places in government, they should allow their children schools here to make it compulsory for them to develop the education here and make it very conducive for all of us so that no children should suffer.
All right.
Thank you.
Harry is in a Boa. Harry, call again if you can. David from Port Hackett says it's a huge concern and worrisome. The public service office holders, rather, send their wards to school abroad while students in the country have little or no education. Esther Etim is asking, but what do people expect? You know a person's character before voting them in, but you choose to play politics with your lives. Then you pretend to be outraged and shocked when they display the character they displayed before you help them get into a position. If I'm not mistaken about something I read before, there was a time when by law, children of public office holders in Nigeria weren't allowed to school abroad. I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure about that too, Esther. But 2023 is around the corner. People should keep playing politics with their lives, yet expecting miracles from the incumbent leaders they choose. But then again, aren't these leaders also caught up in what has become a system? I know systems are created. Yeah, so they're caught up in it, which means that if the system was created and they found it the way it is, don't they have power to do something about it? Aha. Uh-huh. Is a system in which we find, is the way people say, this is the country we find ourselves. So can't we do something about it? Then those that have the resources, that have the political power, that make laws, isn't that something they can do about it? Timothy, I'm from Abuloma Road. For me, being angry doesn't justify anything. I just want to ask, if the education system is as bad as the ones we have here, will they send their children over there to school? Izzy is calling from Ishokbo. Ouch, he's left the building. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. Ferdinand writing on Twitter, The question is, do these leaders even believe in the system? They will build according to them, world-class schools and hospitals that will never send their children there. What a shame. That's at Nigerian for PH on Twitter. Alozie King on Facebook says, yes, it's very unfortunate that those that are saddled with the responsibility to bring education and health sectors to meet global standards will be training their children in schools abroad. The implication of this is that they will not give attention in setting up a global standard for our own schools and universities here because their children are not schooling here. The uproar is extremely justified until we make a law that will compel all government officials, both elected and appointed, to train their children in our public schools from primary to university level. This neglect in our educational system will not stop. Victor Peba, good morning. And if our education system is in good shape, why would they send their children abroad? Our education system is in total mess. 0817-923-0023. Someone is asking, if you were in that position, would you do the same? On WhatsApp, 0809-03-06-416. 0817-923-0002. Phone numbers to call, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. So the political office holders, or the appointees as you call them, they're up there and they see what many of you do not see. So perhaps they're there now and they see that the forces that want things to fail more than the forces that want things to work. And they're saying, well, if we cannot beat them, let's join them. Perhaps that's why. But let's talk. Okay. Martins is calling from Ilili. Martins, good morning.
Good morning. I think the primary consideration why the politicians send their children abroad is purely security. Because if they keep their children here, those children will be kidnapped the next day.
By whom?
So then, if
by whom, Martins?
By the people who are doing the kidnapping around here.
Is that a thing?
Yes. That's very, yes.
So why wouldn't they kidnap
here?
You, Martins, or your children? Why would they kidnap? Why would they kidnap their own children? Why not other people? Why them?
Well, they want to kidnap my child if I was a politician, just to make some political point.
Which is
to make life difficult for me.
Why? Why would anybody do that for you or to you?
Oh, they would want to do it. Of course, you know.
I don't know. Tell me.
There's a lot of insecurity in the country, and the politicians
Martins, Martins.
That's why some of them move with a lot of police and army.
Okay? Martins.
So
Martins.
They know that if they leave themselves open,
Martins,
they pick up and they have to protect their children,
Martins,
and spouses as well.
Martins.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'm asking, why do you think there's so much insecurity in Nigeria?
Bad governance. Yes.
What does bad governance mean?
Bad governance means that the people at the top of affairs in the country are not doing what they should be doing. They're not doing well at all.
So that's why they are hiding their children from the rest of you?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Because if their children are here, you know, then they might target them.
In a political system, there will always be opposition. And the opposition would like to get at you by all means. And that includes making life very uncomfortable for you. Like kidnapping your spouse.
No, but
your
children. Have... Hold on, Martins. You have the power. You have the resources. And you have the will. So how can the opposition drown you if you have all of this and you're using it responsibly? Now, let me just use that word.
No, the type of powers you're talking about belong to the presidency and people at that very top. But I'm a politician at the local level, maybe resident in Port Harcourt. Okay, maybe member of a House of Assembly.
Or local government chairman.
So I don't have the power on my own to do a lot.
But you can do something significant.
So, yes, I can. I can at the level at which I operate.
Okay. So if they're
but
doing...
it might not be particularly significant in the country.
Martins, we have...
Like, is on strike now. Now, if the River State House of Assembly should take a decision that the federal government should call back us, it will only be, should call back...
That's why we have state institutions, Martins. Martins, that's why we have state institutions.
And bring them back.
No, that's why we have state institutions. Because they know that at some point there'll be something like this. If we cannot control that, we can control this. But Martin's apologies. The commercial has happened to us. So let me just read and be done with this. Okay, someone was asking to ask Martin's whether that child that is sent abroad to study because of fear of kidnapping wants to return home. Then what happens when the child returns? The question is, how many of these office holders send their kids to Togo or Sierra Leone to study? They know where it's working, but due to greed and personal aggrandizement, the willpower isn't there to make it work. And now please ask, do they go abroad blindfolded or deaf? They see development, but sadly, their loss and absence of love for the people have blinded them from replicating it here, Michael. Well, that's what it is. But the thing is, we need to realize that at every point in time, everyone has the power to do something about something. So if you're not at the top of the top of the top, wherever you are, you've got to do something when you can, when you're given the power to do something. Because people who can change the world exists, and you are one of them. My name is Eno Ogbevri. I've got to go. Thank you for joining the conversation. It continues because we will still have public office holders send their children to school abroad. Some people who are listening today and have called in to criticize, when they get into office, they will do the same. And some people who are also criticizing, wishing secretly that they had a chance so they too could also benefit. But a key question someone has asked, if you go abroad and see that it is good there, what is really wrong in you coming home to replicate and ensure that more people are able to enjoy these good things? On Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Enigma City, Nigeria Info. On Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. On Facebook, at Nigeria Info PH. To enjoy the rest of our broadcast, good morning.